This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by true leader, Holly Buckley. Holly runs the healthcare department at the intersection of healthcare and private equity at McGuire Woods. She has built a phenomenal practice and a phenomenal team. We're going to talk today about three pieces of advice that you would give to an emerging leader. Holly, what advice do you give to an emerging leader in really any business? What advice do you give to somebody?
Sure. Thanks, Scott. And as always, thanks for having me on the podcast. So my three pieces of advice for an emerging leader as follows. The first is to seek input and seek guidance from other leaders. And by that, I mean, and this can be people that you know directly. This can be people in the public realm who write books. But it's taking elements of leadership styles that you like and admire and taking the best from each and then dropping the stuff that you don't like or that isn't you, it just isn't a good fit for who you are personally, and create your own leadership style. It's impossible to mirror somebody else because we're all different people and it's just not going to work well if you say, I just want to be exactly like this person. You've got to be yourself and then enhance yourself with traits from other people that you really like. So I was talking to a colleague the other day and they were telling me, you know, as a leader, I really want to emulate this one trait of somebody else. They always seem so professional and someone that's looked up to, and they have this great facade that's kind of in control and on top of things and respected. And I want to be able to emulate that. And that was just kind of one characteristic that they wanted to take. But with that, they're also, you know, accessible and incredibly smart. And they take all these different elements, but just taking different things that you like and making them part of your own kind of toolkit as a leader, I think is really important. And I think it's important to find time to kind of read books and study these things instead of just kind of moving along through life without taking those types of inputs.
But it's a fascinating point, though, because you could have a role model as a leader and you could take some of their habits, some of their qualities, some of the things they do, but then you really have to make it authentic to yourself so that it doesn't have to be exactly a carbon copy, but you're sort of using that as a model, but then really doing things that are really, that make it your own, that feel like yourself. Let me ask you another question, Holly, because you're sort of this natural born leader. From the moment I've known you, you always stepped there sort of into leadership roles. You took over teams, you led in relationships with clients, just sort of a natural born leader. How much of leadership is learned versus born? And how much do even leaders that are initially born have to keep on getting better at that craft of being a good leader? Talk about that for a moment. Born or made, and how much does even a naturally born leader have to constantly improve their own selves?
I don't know if leaders are naturally born or not, but I don't know that I'm a natural born leader, but I think that I've been around certain leaders my whole life. So as a young kid, I spent a lot of time at a horse riding stable, and that was led by a very kind of strong woman who, you know, founded a business at a very young age and led it. And she was, you know, an inspiration to me as a young person, someone that I kind of probably took things from at a very young age without knowing it. So I don't know if leaders are born. Maybe people just have certain character traits that make them good at it. But I do think that, you know, it takes a certain personality type to want to do it. I look at my husband and myself, and if he was forced to do some of the things I need to do for my job, he would be miserable. It just doesn't suit him personality-wise. He's more introverted. He's more studious. He's more focused than me. And so I think it's a certain personality type, and then it's a desire to want to do it. But I do think it's really important to constantly try to improve, because even whether it's a natural born leader or someone that's just done pretty well at leadership for various reasons through their life, you don't know everything. And there's a lot of whether it's psychological or social, there's a lot of dynamics and things that you just aren't aware of that you can hone and improve on. So, I mean, I just think it would be a mistake for any leader to just say, I'm naturally good at this and I don't need any more development and input. There's always things that you can learn and improve.
Well, and that's really the point, that even though it might be some naturally born skills, you still have to work on constantly getting better and improving your craft as a leader.
That's right. And I think that there's a lot of input you can take from all around, whether it's kind of reading books or looking at other people who are doing it, or frankly, some of the best sources are the people who you're leading and finding out from them what they like about what you do and what they don't like about you. And it makes them very uncomfortable when I ask people to kind of tell me, you know, what am I doing wrong? But I make them do it anyway. There's a lot you can learn and a lot of things that you can say and that can have an adverse impact that you would have no idea. And so, I mean, I think it's just critically important to always be trying to improve and figure out how to do better at it.
Is it easier to learn from someone who messes up, or is it easier to learn from someone who does a great job of leading, or maybe both?
I mean, I think it's both. I think the people that mess up, it's more obvious. The people that do a great job, it's much more subtle. But I think it's both. You can take lessons from pretty much anywhere. The people that mess up, it's almost, you know, it's unfortunate, but you kind of have that aha moment of, oh, you just can't do things like that. But the people that do it great, you kind of study over time. You're like, why are they great? And it's not always obvious because they make it look easy. Definitely both.
Fantastic. Holly, what a pleasure to visit with you as always. Thank you for joining the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Just fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.